What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
I'm making this video to declare that Steve Witkoff, Donald Trump's special envoy, is a traitor to the United States. Anybody who allows or creates the permission structure for Steve Witkoff to continue working in any government capacity without an immediate investigation is aiding and abetting a traitor. The definition of a traitor under the U.S. Constitution is someone who levies war against the United States or adheres to its enemies, giving them aid and comfort. If we want to pick apart this sentence, he is absolutely adhering to the enemies of the United States in giving them aid, giving Russia aid in techniques on how to manipulate Trump into getting a pro-Russia wish list enacted as a quote-unquote peace deal. Again, it is not a peace deal, as in it's a negotiation between two sides. Steve Witkoff was trying to manipulate this deal into being a pro-Russia wish list. And I want to talk a little bit about this and a little bit about the reaction that came out of the administration, because all they did was double down. Just know, I do not use the word traitor lightly. I do not just throw around the word traitor on my channel like Trump does on his Truth Social. In the past week, he's called Mark Kelly, Alyssa Slotkin, Jason Crow, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Thomas Massey. He's called so many people traitors in the past week. I use it more selectively. I use it for people who are actively coaching the Kremlin on how to manipulate Donald Trump. Could you imagine if back in the Obama era, he had aides that were helping, aiding, and abetting the enemy into manipulating Obama? It just doesn't happen like that. Let's start with the facts. A leaked recording confirmed by Russian state media, not denied, no one's refuted this at all, it is a leaked recording that is real, shows Steve Witkoff, who is Donald Trump's special envoy, on the phone with Vladimir Putin's top foreign policy advisor, Yuri Ushakov. The Kremlin's inner circle when it comes to foreign policy negotiations is pretty small. It's Putin, Ushakov, and a few other key players. Ushakov was on the phone with Witkoff, and Witkoff was not advancing U.S. interests. He was not trying to help the United States. He was advising Russia on how to get it, what it wants from Donald Trump, according to this Bloomberg transcript. On screen now, I have the Bloomberg transcript pulled up. The following is a transcript of an October 14th call lasting just over 5 minutes between Steve Witkoff, Donald Trump's special envoy, and Yuri Ushakov. Steve Witkoff says, "Hi, Yuri." "Yeah, Steve, hi, how are you?" "Good, Yuri, how you doing?" "I'm okay, congratulations, my friend, thank you. You made a great job, just a great job. Thank you so much, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Yuri, and thanks for your support. I know your country supported it, and I thank you. They're currently talking about the Gaza deal." Then Steve Witkoff uses that Gaza deal to talk to Ushakov. Yuri says, "Yes, yes, you know that's why we suspend the organization of the first Russian-Arabic summit." "Yes." "Yeah, because we think that you are making the real job there in the region." "Well, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I think we can get the Russia-Ukraine thing solved. Everybody will be jumping for joy." Yeah. "You need to solve only one problem." "What?" "Russia-Ukrainian war." "I know. How do we get that solved? My friend, I just want your advice. Do you think that it will be useful if our bosses will talk on the phone?" "Yes, I do." "You do? When do you think that could be possible?" "I think as soon as you suggest. My guy is ready for it." Yuri says, okay. "Yuri, here's what I do. My recommendation." "Yes, please." Then Steve Witkoff says, "I would make the call and just reiterate that you congratulate the president on this achievement, that you supported it, that you respect that he is a man of peace, and that you're just really glad to have seen it happen. So I would say that. I think from that, it's going to be a really good call. Because let me tell you what I told the president. I told the president that you, the Russian Federation, has always wanted a peace deal. That's my belief. I told the president I believe that. And I believe the issue is that we have two nations that are going to have a hard time coming to compromise. And when we do, we're going to have a peace deal. I'm even thinking that maybe we set out a 20-point peace plan. So then they set out the peace plan. They talk about how to manipulate Trump into accepting this peace plan. Now he's being called a traitor, even by Republicans. I mean, check this out. Traitor. U.S. representatives call for Trump envoy Witkoff to be fired after leaked Kremlin call. Even Representative Don Bacon, a Republican, said Witkoff cannot be trusted to lead the Russia-Ukraine peace negotiations. Here is the severity of the situation. The enemy, Russia, who is invading its next-door neighbors in a World War II-esque way, like Vladimir Putin wants to be Adolf Hitler, just invading next-door neighbors. Putin is winning so much so that he was able to infiltrate Twitter online and all of these social medias with Russian MAGA bots, as we proved the other day, convinces the bots convince the American people that Trump should be elected. Trump gets elected, and his main advisor, Steve Witkoff, is legitimately talking to the Russians about how to manipulate Donald Trump. We have traitors at the highest level of our government. We have a traitor, Russian, pedophile-filled government. Trump, then on Air Force One, defended Witkoff. He said, this is what a dealmaker does. A dealmaker makes sure that both sides are happy. But Trump is missing the key fact that both sides are not happy. Ukraine is going to lose its sovereignty. And let me just zoom out. Like, from the highest level, it's important that Ukraine has its sovereignty because, number one, they are an ally. They are the breadbasket of the world. They have their borders recognized by every single developed country. And Russia cannot have the precedent that they can just invade next-door neighbors. If we set the precedent that Russia can invade next-door neighbors, other countries, like China, will start to just invade their next-door neighbor and grab territory. So Ukraine needs its sovereignty. We need to make sure that this war ends in such a way where Ukraine has long-term security guarantees so Russia doesn't just invade again. This is quite literally the line. This is the battlefield between democracy and fascism. Russia is an authoritarian threat looming over Ukraine and the rest of Europe, bloodthirsty, waiting to invade further, waiting to pause the war so they can rearm and then invade even further. Russia, Vladimir Putin wants all of Eastern Europe under his coat, and that hurts the United States as well. Steve Witkoff and Donald Trump don't see the broader picture here. They don't see the broader stakes at play. They think that Putin is a good faith actor. So with all of this at stake, quite literally Western civilization at stake, we have Elon Musk ranting about immigrants and trans people on Twitter, and we have Donald Trump taking advice from a literal traitor. Steve Witkoff is quite literally trying to convince Trump every single day that both sides want the war ended. And you know what I find to be really, really frustrating about this? It's that you can tell. You know the saying that Donald Trump just believes the last person that he talked to? That can be illustrated if you just read this transcript. Steve Witkoff even says, "Let me tell you what I told the president. I told the president that you, the Russian Federation, has always wanted a peace deal." This is so mind-numbingly fucking dumb. The Russian Federation, who invaded Ukraine, invaded Georgia in 2008, invaded Crimea in 2014, invaded Ukraine proper in 2022, that they want a peace deal? The only reason that Russia would ever want a peace deal is to sit back, rearm, and get ready to reinvade. This is a long con, and our country is being conned. Steve Witkoff is either being conned or an intentional traitor. I think it's a bit of both. I think he's so dumb that he's being a traitor to our country who thinks that he's orchestrating some genius peace deal. He thinks he's making some peace deal when he's just getting concessions for Russia. Only concessions for Russia. So this is some disgusting, traitorous behavior. And here's what should make every American even more furious, especially on this Thanksgiving. By the way, happy Thanksgiving to everybody except for Steve Witkoff. Drop a like and subscribe for that. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody except for Steve Witkoff. Here's what makes me mad. This report says, Steve Witkoff therefore put U.S. service members in danger. If Russia gains ground and are rewarded for invading a neighbor, they are emboldened. Every NATO soldier in Eastern Europe is at greater risk. Every American deployed in Poland, Romania, and the Baltics are at greater risk. The United States continues to signal weakness on a daily basis, and that puts us at risk. That makes us a more vulnerable country, especially as Russia looms over Eastern Europe and as this fight of authoritarianism versus democracy continues to emerge. Authoritarians, leaders like Putin, love to test boundaries. They love to see what they can get away with. And if they can invade a country and just take it piece by piece and then learn, wait a minute, I can just wait it out, the West will get tired, and I get the territory. Then He chills out for 2 years, then invades again and waits it out and gets the territory. Then the world order has broken down. China will do that with Taiwan. The United States will never fully stand up. And every time Trump interacts with Putin, he creates a permission structure for Putin to continue invading, to continue screwing the United States over and lying to us. It's all incredibly frustrating, and I don't know, if you made it to the end of this video and you appreciate my yapping, let me know in the comment section by dropping a blue heart. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone who celebrates. If not, then I hope you enjoy some family time this weekend. I love you all, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.